Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church, and our edition, another edition of Today's Word. This is from our Easter Sunday 9 a.m. service from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. The Sabbath was over, and it was almost daybreak on Sunday when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly, a strong earthquake struck, and the Lord's angel came down from heaven. He rolled away the stone and sat on it. The angel looked as bright as lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards shook from fear and fell down as though they were dead. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you were looking for Jesus who was nailed to a cross. He isn't here. God has raised him to life just as Jesus said he would. Come and see the place where his body was lying. Now hurry. Tell his disciples that he has been raised to life and is on his way to Galilee. Go there and you will see him. That is what I came to tell you." The women were frightened yet very happy as they hurried from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and greeted them. They went near him, held on to his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Tell my followers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." So a great little story. A while back, Brian and Rachel, that is my son and his wife, were having trouble with a leak from the heater system in their Jeep. Not an air leak, mind you, but a coolant leak. It seems that the radiator coolant that you think of as being used in your engine's radiator to get rid of engine heat is also circulated into the car's cabin so that it can be used to warm you and the windshields and the interior of the cabin up. Most of us know nothing about this stuff because it's all buried behind the dashboard, where the coolant goes into essentially another radiator over which air is blown to release heat into the cabin. A wonderfully efficient system, except, and unfortunately, this cabin heat exchange was now leaking coolant into the cabin. So Brian and Rachel did what any thinking person would do in that situation. They took it to a local garage and let Brent the mechanic handle it, right? No. Instead, they took apart the dashboard themselves with the help of YouTube and fixed the leak and then reinstalled the dashboard. What? Yeah. So when they were having trouble with the liftgate on the Jeep, they asked Brent the mechanic to get them a replacement door. And he was concerned when he would be able to install it. And they said, "Since we have taken out a dashboard and reinstalled it, I think we've got this." Here's the thing. If you really want to learn how to do something, you have to do it. You can watch the YouTube video 100 times, but until you take out the first screw and then try to put it back in, you really don't understand what you're doing. It's the reason so many fields of learning require apprenticeships or field work. It's all fine and good listening to a lecture on doing a quadruple bypass. Try it now with an open chest and a person's heart in your hands. Which is why I suspect Jesus told the women at the tomb that they were to inform the disciples that he was meeting them in Galilee. It wasn't just to get them out of the city of Jerusalem. It wasn't just to get them away from the authorities. It was to get them up off the floor of learning, up off the floor of mourning, and doing something. Because the learning part of the curriculum was over. Now the doing part had begun. I don't know if you remember the scripture where the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:6, "After this, he," Jesus, "appeared to more than 500 other followers. Most of them are still alive, but some have died." This week I read for the first time that many commentators believe that it was in Galilee where this happened, right after Easter. While the craziness of the resurrection was shaking up the city of Jerusalem and its authorities, Jesus was in Galilee getting the disciples ready for action. Because we're not invited by the resurrection to sit on our hands and ooh and ah over God's amazing power and the beauty of the resurrection. We are not supposed to be staring off into space saying, "Wow, man, Jesus is alive, man." No, we're to be living and doing resurrection. We are to be bringing good news to the world. We are to be living and acting as Jesus did, touching and changing lives for the better, loving people into wholeness. Yes, he is alive. Yes, God has raised him. But now we need to get up and get busy, because you know who else is alive? Us. We're no longer dead to sin with all the sinful attitudes and desires that come with it. We are resurrected in Christ and so live in this world in such a fashion that the casual observer wouldn't be able to distinguish us from Jesus himself. They were to go to Galilee. Why? Because the key to being resurrection people is to start doing resurrection work. So, my friend, what is it that you're supposed to be doing as a follower of Jesus? What are you supposed to be doing? For not only is Jesus alive, but so are we. So get going, and he will meet you in Galilee. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for one of our Easter sermons, this one from 9 o'clock on Easter Sunday. If you have questions, you can contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thank you.